Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, even though it feels like
he's here.
It feels like he's like right here. I can feel him, but you know, maybe it's just a bad dream like A.J. is having. Heading to hour two, if you missed hour one... Oh, that's too bad for you. You missed AJ's dreams. No. That should be a regular feature, you know? You got, you know, what are the odds Wednesdays? You do, you know, gym of the day. You should do AJ's dreams.
I need to start. Listen, when I have crazy dreams, I do like to share.
Oh, man. It sounds like you probably have dreams that you don't even know are crazy. Because your crazy ones are...
Way out there.
Yeah. You can come back a lot of notches and, you know, and still have crazy for the rest of us. But that one's pretty scandalous. Maybe I'm sure it'll be in a recap that John will play before we head into the next hour. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred Fowler, as we said. Hit us on Twitter at Degenerates975, at AJ is the real. I'm at Jerome Solomon, all O's. And at Jon Snow, zero instead of O for Snow. Lot of fun stuff thus far. I'm sure you've probably heard the big news. Brian Cushing of the Texans suspended for 10 games by the NFL for performance-enhancing drug use. That's the second time for Cushing in his career. He got suspended in 2010. I guess his rookie year was 2009. He failed a drug test at the end of the year. Yeah. And he fought it and even went to New York, and Bob McNair went with him to try to say that they thought he had cancer when he had tested really high for a hormone that you can only test high for if you're pregnant, you have cancer, or you're using performance-enhancing drugs. The NFL went with what was behind door number three, or needle number three, as it were.
Yeah. That's a bonehead, dude. I mean,
well, how much
once.
Of a bonehead? I mean, but that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, people forget about it. I mean, it's not.
And what if he's been using all this time and that's helped him maintain and stay in the league? Maybe if he hadn't used, he would have been. Maybe he'd have never been in the league. I said, he weighed 130 something pounds as a freshman in high school and was a beast of a linebacker by the time he got ready to go to college. Maybe if he'd never juiced up, he would have never made it to USC. He'd have never played in those national championship games and never made all of this money he's made in the NFL. Maybe performance-enhancing drugs were the best thing to ever hit Brian Cushing's butt.
It's quite possible. I mean, I guess you get it how you can. But
I mean, I think it's a fair... I mean, what has it cost him? That's a better question. What has performance-enhancing drugs cost him? It cost him... 4 games in his second year in the league. That didn't stop him from getting that real contract that you get after your rookie contract wears out, right?
He still got paid.
Yeah, he got paid. He was a first-round draft pick, so he got that money off the top. He got a re-up on his contract. He's still in the league. One could really argue that performance-enhancing drugs hadn't hurt him at all.
I mean, it ain't the worst thing, although it's going to cost him in a year where – You probably don't have a whole lot of years left to really cash in on this NFL thing, though. You're losing a pretty good chunk of money.
Yeah. What is Cushing making this year? Like $8 million?
I don't know.
I know he's making
more about what his salary cap hit is.
He's taking a nice little hit this year for sure.
It's about. So he's making 8.75 this year.
He's losing.
It's about $5 million. Yeah. He's going to lose out on.
Mm-hmm. So, but without the drugs, would he have gotten all of the moolah he's made to this point? We don't know that. He knows it for sure. And if he thought it was worth it, I wouldn't argue with him on that.
Dude, I'm almost certain that whatever happens this year, Brian Cushing's not back in 2018. I mean,
there's no room for him. And
it's a $1.2 million cap hit, like in dead money to get rid of him.
I don't think he's going to be good enough to be back money wise or anything anyway. But now, no question, he takes a hit in terms of his ability to lead others and to be able to stand in front of his teammates like he's a veteran team leader. Now he looks like a steroids cheat, and you don't want that setting the example for your younger players, especially when a guy he's not. It's the same, and it's much more true than the lie that's used on Colin Kaepernick. He's not good enough for the distraction of him being propped up as a team captain and leader. If he's busted and sitting out 10 games. For PED use. It's simple as that. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. But I think there's a chance he might not even come back this year. But like you said, they're so short-handed, but what will he be when he comes back clean? I can't wait for the excuse though. That's the thing that's going to be the entertaining part.
Painted
what will be the excuse? I didn't know what I was taking. Yeah. It depends on what he was using too. I mean, like now, I was going to ask you the flip of PEDs probably being a benefit to Cushing throughout his career, high school, college, and pro. For a guy like John Bon Jones, that's cost him more than it's helped him.
I mean, I don't. The funny thing is, I don't think John Jones needed steroids. Mm-hmm. You can make a good argument that Brian Cushing he needed steroids to get to the level of athleticism that he got. I mean, John Jones, his genes are pretty good, with or without steroids. You might note that two of his brothers play NFL football, so that family genetically seems to be pretty blessed on the athletic front. It's costing John Jones. And I think it's a little bit different in fight sports. I mean, that taints your legacy for good.
It's unfair in football too, but it's really unfair if you and I are fighting.
Oh yeah.
And you're cheating. That's a different kind of unfair.
I've always wondered this. One day it'll happen. I mean, a guy will die in a fight. And if a guy dies in a fight, and then it turns out later that the guy he was fighting was doing steroids.
That's a criminal offense.
I mean, you could go to prison, I would think.
Because if you hurt somebody, and I mean, guys have gone to prison with extra padded gloves or something in their gloves or whatever. Yeah. They've gone to prison for that when they found out that they were cheating.
Like castor on their
fight.
Wraps.
So clearly that would be the same with PEDs. I don't even think that's debatable.
Yeah, if you didn't hear, John Jones' B sample came back today, same as the A sample. No big shock there. I know there was a big hubbub when his blood test came back, and his blood test didn't show the drug, but the blood test didn't test for that particular drug. That's why they use a blood and a urine test, because the blood test for some, the urine test for some. So both his urine tests tested positive for that late 70s German Olympic team steroid.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You're using stuff that people have been getting busted for 40 years.
I think that's the thing.
You need to upgrade, dog.
Yeah, you got some dough. Like, how about do like what Barry Bonds did? And the only way he got caught was somebody snitched on him.
Use the stuff that they haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. That's
maybe he thought that, this is so old school. They've probably stopped testing for this. There's no way they think I'm that dumb. I'll try that. That's, well, All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach. You've been hearing Eric on our show talking about the beers that they're doing out there. I've been telling you to go to the restaurant, which is fantastic. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Stop by, check it out. All the food is great, and it all pairs really well with the great beer that they've got there. And it's a good time to go out there this month. It's Carbachtoberfest. It's going to be going from September 15th to October 7th. It features performances by Bun B, the Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and more. Admission to the show, absolutely free, which means more money to spend on beer. It's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach Brewing Company. For more info and the full lineup, go to carbachbrewing.com. And Eric told us last week when he was on, a lot of the money that they're raising with this Carbachtoberfest is going straight to hurricane relief. So it's a good time to get out there and try some of their beer. And whatever you're doing this week, don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal next time you're out. Or if you're at the bar, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
The me, sugar me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Hey, you turned me up, you turned me up, believer.
ESPN 97.5.
I torture you, take my hand through the flames. I torture you.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Smitty Boom Pike says he's a Baylor grad, class of 2007 when football sucked. He said the Bear mascot no longer goes to games because of the Texas Tech mascot. ACC.
Accident. Yeah.
What did he do? Eat the mascot?
No. I almost repeated a horrible joke. No. Well, I have to now since I'm halfway into laughing at it.
But like my initial thought, my initial thought with the ACC was that the Bear, it was an accusation. An accusation of rape from the Bear on the Texas Tech mascot. I said, oh no, it's gone all the way to the mascots?
That's far worse than this tame little one.
This runs deep.
That's what she said.
The Texas Tech mascot committed suicide in the game. The horse freaked out and it had to be put down after. I'm trying to remember the specifics. It may have been when they changed the color of the end zone and the horse was running and freaked out trying to stop or maybe just ran into the wall or something. It was a tragic accident. It's not funny, AJ.
I'm not laughing, Jerome.
And if the Bear had raped the horse, that would be funny. But that would be horrible too. It would be hilarious.
It'd be even funnier horrible. If it didn't rape the horse, it raped the mascot with the guns up.
That would not be funny. No, that's not even something you don't joke about rape.
That's
like that.
Not regular rape. That's bear rape. That's bear rape. That's a different story. That's nature, bro. It's a bear. He can't control his urges. How come Baylor would get rid of that? Like that mascot was so cute and fluffy.
It's
like,
not natural for a bear to rape people.
We don't know or horses. You don't know what's going. You've never been a bear. That's like me trying to tell you what it's like to be black. I don't know. You don't know what it's like to be a bear. It's the same thing.
So in all of these stories of bears rummaging through people's houses, they might not just be looking for food.
They might not be. Digging through panty drawers, who knows? But it's funny that why is that mascot not allowed at the games? But like Bevo still goes to the game.
Yeah, Bevo is harmless. I know.
Harmless? Compared to that bear?
He's drugged. He can't. Bevo can barely move. He just sitting
okay,
there.
What about Ralphie?
And Ralphie runs around.
That thing is terrifying
to
me.
Ralph is cool. Ralphie's great. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but I wouldn't want to be on the field with it. Would you?
Yeah. I don't know why I was. I know why. I mean, it's funny that you mentioned Ralphie. I was reading about Ralphie last week because it was the first year that Baylor, A&M, and Texas all lost their season opener since 1967 or something. And in one of those games, all those games are interesting. One, Texas lost to USC.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson, rushed for 160 yards in a game-winning touchdown or something. And, know the O.J. story.
Yeah, he was good. He was good at sports.
And the all-white teams lost, I guess. And then Ralphie made his first appearance in the win over Baylor.
In that one
as well. So it was an interesting year for 67. But yeah, I don't know why they allow Ralphie to run around. But Ralphie, he's small, but he's rough looking.
Oh, listen,
he's thick up close now.
There would be times when I would go on the
like your dream.
When I would go on the road trips with Texas, and I would sometimes be on the field before the games. I wouldn't go on the field with that thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he runs around and he doesn't look like. Like, if he really wanted to just run over people.
Oh, he could take you out.
He wouldn't be able to stop him.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that about Bevo. But Bevo, like you said, is very sedated.
Pretty tame. Yeah.
Even though they deny that. I mean.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, Bevo just kind of sits there and not even concerned about anything.
Yeah.
And people are running around. But if it's loud.
Cannons going off. Just feel like that's a safety concern. Like, if you're putting off cannons by a giant cow.
Bevo used to be dangerous back when Bevo was white. Everything UT was white then. But Shasta, I think they do keep a Shasta at the Houston Zoo.
They keep it in a cage? Oh, at the zoo?
Everything's in a cage zoo, right?
Does LSU still have that tiger? They don't bring it to the games anymore, do they?
I didn't think that either,
to be honest. That's
that tiger was probably drunk.
Yeah, I don't want that tiger. He probably.
Baton Rouge, LSU.
I don't like tigers at games.
And I wouldn't trust nobody from Louisiana. In that kind of situation either.
Like, for me, it's okay. If you've got a mascot, like the Aggies, they have that dog. If that dog wants to be at the game, fine. But if you have a mascot that could potentially kill people, that shouldn't be at the game. I would be mad.
But that's the point of the mascot.
If Florida just walked out with, a giant alligator on a leash, I would think that was a bad idea.
But then you would love it if the alligator got a hold of a cheerleader.
No, that would be awful. That's human life we're talking about.
Oh, 2 minutes ago you were a bear on the horse.
Bears are different. I mean, bears can...
Are different than alligator. What's better, a bear and alligator? A bear is more human-like.
I know.
So why are you... What? What are we talking about?
You're talking about an alligator killing a person. I'm just talking about a bear having sex with a person.
Oh, so if the alligator was humping the cheerleader, you'd
be fine. That would
be
different.
Yes, it would be.
I don't think alligator parts work. I don't know how it works. John, do some research on alligator
penis.
I want to know what's going on with alligators in their undercarriage.
His people eat penises. 713-780.
Clayton says that the last LSU tiger died of cancer. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sorry, Clayton. Sorry. We didn't kill the thing, it's nature. Goodness.
Thanks for bringing it up. It's not like I'm talking about your grandmother. I'm talking about a freaking animal.
Was it recent?
I don't know.
It probably was. No, it sounds like I may have. Mascots I bet PETA probably hates all mascots, right?
I would guess so. Yeah, they don't like to keep those things around. They don't like animals to be captive.
Yeah.
That Smitty guy says the bear jumped at the horse after it ran on the field.
Oh, the bear scared the horse.
And it said it spooked the bear, but I'm guessing he spooked the horse. So the only exciting thing about that game.
That may have been a different incident, because there was an incident where the horse had to be put down at a Tech game.
Oh, okay.
Because it ran, it wouldn't stop, or it ran, he was running 100 miles an hour and got to the end zone, and they had painted it a different color, and he stopped because he's like, hey, and he broke his legs, and they had to,
had to
put him down.
This guy sent us a picture of an alligator penis.
Oh, I thought it was an alligator on the cheerleader.
No, I don't even think.
Check
Ted Cruz's Twitter and see if he's been looking at any alligator cheerleader porn lately.
Jeez.
That alligator penis, that's massive. That would kill a cheerleader. I don't want that to
happen. Where did he hide it?
I don't know. It's
So some guy just sent you a penis and you assume it's an alligator.
No, it's
connected.
It's a picture of an alligator. Like, he tagged you in it too. The alligator's rolled over onto his back.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, that was you that sent that?
From the Degenerates account.
Okay.
Wow. Why have I never heard of this?
Yeah. Well,
probably because I've never been interested. That's why I don't spend much time around you, AJ. Things like this come up.
Yeah, sometimes you need to know.
No, I can't imagine there would ever be a reason for me to know and fully understand what an erect alligator penis looks
now
like.
Now I know.
No, I don't need to click that picture.
There's a lot of people saying Clayton doesn't know what he's talking about, but Clayton did tell me in the tweet. I just didn't read his whole tweet, but he said they got a new one. And his name used to be Harvey, but now his name has changed to Mike.
Why would they do that?
Well, because Mike the Tiger is the name of LSU's mascot. It's like every cow that Texas has is named Bevo, and every dog that Aggie has is named Revelry.
But they had a name before then? I understand dogs.
Not Revelry, it's Revelry,
people
right?
People don't name tigers, do they? Until they become a mascot.
I mean, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. His name, like maybe he was at a zoo or something. They have names for tigers at the zoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's a tiger.
But you know why they do that?
They don't answer to the name. Like, your dog will answer. Your dog answers to its name.
Yeah, but they do that because, like, they want people to like the animals, so they'll pay to,
humanize them.
Yeah, because then people will be like, oh, I want to give $1,000 to help take care of the animal. Like, when I'm a zoo member. I don't know if you are. You got kids. You probably are.
Yeah.
And you get that packet of, like, oh, adopt an animal.
No, they don't send them to black people.
Oh. I mean, they'll only send this to the white members. Black people mostly. Black people keep their dog outside.
Like, waste. What are we gonna waste this money for? Jerome. His name's Jerome.
Black people make their dog sleep outside. There's no way they're gonna adopt an elephant. Good point.
Are you crazy?
Brendan says the Baylor mascot can't be on the sideline due to a U.S. Department of Agriculture law. Ralphie and Bevo got a waiver. That bear should have got a waiver, too. He was my favorite live mascot.
Did the laws change or something? What president? What president? Who? Barack. That's Obama.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Obama.
We'll be back in a minute.
So he's like Hitler.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
That's cool. And guys, this weekend, you want to try something new on fantasy football? Here we go. If you love fantasy football, you need to try the new app, Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally unlike the other ones. On Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people. It's just like in your season long league. And it works like this. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And they've got all kinds of price levels. You can play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar. So there's a draft for everyone. And the cool thing is, no salary caps, and you get no player duplication. That's one thing. You never have to worry about that somebody's got the same player as you, because it's a real-life snake draft. And just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code SPORTS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code SPORTS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store. Go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code SPORTS.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android?
Get one.
I was about to say,
you're behind the times.
Are you 98 years old?
Yeah.
You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Speaking of bears wandering around, I assume you had an enjoyable time with Ryan Russillo's unfortunate incident.
Oh boy!
Have you ever?
Like, I think Ryan Russillo
come close
to that. He's such a douchebag. Anyway, it couldn't have happened to a better dude. Honestly,
I mean, how do you get like, why is Ryan, so wasted?
Why does Ryan Russillo insist on like still pretending like he's 23?
That's fascinating in itself, but he wants to be cool, and you can tell when somebody is acting cool as opposed to
he tries so hard.
He tries way too hard.
You're 42, bro. It's okay.
Yeah, grow up.
You're not in a fraternity anymore.
Go ahead and live to your age and number. But yeah, stumbling into the wrong apartment or condo or whatever while he's
like
away,
refusing
he's
to
away
leave.
On a one man vacation. Stumbling into the wrong apartment. Okay, I could see you getting that wasted and happening. It never happened to me, but hey, things can happen.
It can happen.
I mean, they could all look like you're somewhere you're unfamiliar with, and the door is open.
But once the people show up and say,
hey, man, you're in our bed and you're lying there naked, you pretty much want to go, you kind of sober up real quick and grab your clothes and run and get the hell out of there.
I'd be like, oh, man, you got me.
My bad.
I'm going to leave now.
No, he decided to argue the point.
No, nonsense. This is my hotel room.
I'll call the police.
How did you get in my hotel room?
That was awful. But did he get suspended? I know he was out for a while. Was he acting like he was in rehab or something?
I don't know if he was still on his vacation, quote fingers. Vacation. It's like, man, that dude gets a lot of vacation for radio. It's convenient that he's got a... We're going to go ahead and give you an extra week of vacation.
That's rather embarrassing. What was your tape on Mr. Sergio Dip?
Oh, poor Sergio. I felt bad for him.
I didn't think it was as bad as
people
thought.
Oh, that was bad, bro. That was bad.
Oh, no. It was bad, but I didn't think it was as bad as people made it out to be because I saw the reaction before I saw it.
From where I was sitting.
But it was hilarious.
From where I was sitting, up close, what I could tell was black coaches, excite, up close from my angle, ready to go.
Time of his life.
A lot of experience has led them to this excitement.
Oh,
it was like Borat doing sideline reporting.
No, not nearly as smooth.
Black coaches, two black coaches in a football. Whoa. Just crazy. And it didn't help that I was already turned off to the broadcast because...
Man, Rex Ryan was awful.
Rex Ryan was horrible.
They didn't even try to reel him in, which I think he could be good at this, but you got to really... You got to let him know you're not as entertaining as you think you are.
Yeah.
Be the football guy, and the entertainment will just come naturally. He was trying to be Mr. Entertainer.
Yeah.
And it was just terrible.
Yeah, and no one wants to say it because everyone wants to be politically correct. But Beth Mowins was not good at that.
I don't have a problem with her. I think you're biased in that you're so used to hearing male voices that it throws you off for a woman to do a game. And so that doesn't make it bad. That just makes it different for you.
Isn't it a bad idea to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's take... a woman who's never done play-by-play in an NFL game.
She's done plenty of play-by-play, though.
For basketball.
No, she's done plenty of football games.
Nonsensical college football games.
But it's football, though.
Okay.
Right. So it's not like she hasn't never done it before.
Still her first NFL game.
Okay. Right.
Rex Ryan's first NFL game in the booth.
That's a whole different argument. But yeah.
Sergio Dip, his first game.
It's the first game he's ever seen.
Yeah, he's never even seen football. He's like, this soccer ball is shaped... It has an oval.
It has points on it.
From where I'm sitting, this soccer ball is brown.
It's very dirty.
But the coaches are excited. I mean, it was a bad...
Maybe they have brown ball to match brown coach.
Brown coach, brown ball.
What the game, this American football.
It's just so...
Yeah, no, it was not a good idea to try to do all of that at the same time. That was just stupid.
I mean?
But
it's like television
now. I think
now.
She could do this. And people would eventually get used to it. It's because I don't think it's much different than when people started hearing black people call games. It's like, hey, that sounds terrible. No, it's just because you've never heard it before.
There's shows now on television where they feel like they've got to shoehorn in all these different things into the show to make everyone happy. So they're like, okay, this show, we're going to have a gay, biracial
paraplegic.
Paraplegic is going to be dating an illegal immigrant, and he's autistic. And I mean, that's like they're going to try to fit everything. That's what they did with this broadcast. They're like, let's just try. Let's just go with everything. Let's find a woman. Let's find a big fat blowhard, and let's find a guy whose English is his second language and he doesn't know anything about football. And let's throw those three in the booth together and see how it works out.
I am curious as to how they thought that was a good idea, though. Like, you wouldn't, I mean, why would you put them in such a position to fail on Monday Night Football? We're not talking, you know, the Texans' noon start, which is their normal against, you know, Jacksonville, and nobody's watching except Texans and Jacksonville fans. We're talking about Monday Night Football.
But ESPN always chooses some stupid broadcast team. Like, you remember they've had Chris Berman do those games before, which is a nightmare, by the way.
Mike and Mike was worse.
Mike and Mike, oh.
That was awful.
I mean, there's just, I don't know why they try to be so creative. How about you just get, like, a regular play-by-play dude? And I mean, ESPN's owned by ABC. I'm sure they've got tons of guys who can do play-by-play.
I don't think she was the sideshow. Unlike, you know, Rex Ryan doing his first game in that kind of a situation.
Do you think she did good, or do you think?
Well,
she...
I just watched the first quarter. So, like, but I've heard her before, and I know she's good. So if she had her best performance or not, I don't know because I wasn't there to watch it. But I don't have a problem with her calling a game. Is my thing, and I know a lot of people do. And
a lot of
announcers are very sexist in that. The Texans announcer is said openly, "Oh, I don't think women should be calling the game," which is just idiotic. And you're like, he that good.
Yeah.
Not good enough to be calling out a woman just because she happens to be female. And that's what I think is the bigger problem. It's like, if they're good at what they do, it doesn't matter if they're male or female, black or white. It's that they're good. And there are voices that may annoy you, whether they're male or female. And she may have an annoying voice to some people. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I feel I Jessica Mendoza chick that does baseball sometimes, I think she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And like when people, I remember when she first started doing games and everyone was like, oh, this sucks, a woman do it. And I was like, I think she's doing okay, actually.
Right.
I don't think she's that bad. I didn't like this lady. I also think it's different. I don't like ladies being the play-by-play announcer in football games. It feels weird to me.
That's what I'm saying. That's all in your head. Just like your dream last night. That felt weird to you.
I said this yesterday. I'm for equality in every way, except I don't want women on the combat field. I don't want them doing combat jobs in the Army, and I don't want them doing play-by-play on Monday Night Football.
You're for equality in every way.
Everything else I'm good with. I want them to be doctors.
In every way.
I think they should be doctors and lawyers.
But they shouldn't be able to shoot people.
No.
And they shouldn't be able to call your precious football
game. They shouldn't be able to be Navy SEALs. I believe that. And we got too much going on for that.
What?
Yeah.
So that's a problem in itself, but it's the Navy SEAL and the football announcer.
Football play-by-play announcer.
Those are equal in your mind. Like,
that's it. That's the only
two
things.
You draw the line there.
Listen.
There's no line from there to there.
There's a lot of jobs I don't want men doing either, okay?
Such as?
I don't think there should be male strippers, but there are. You know, I mean, it's out there. It exists. I don't like it. I don't believe it should happen, but it does. Okay. What else? What are some other jobs that men
take
shouldn't
your time.
Be doing?
I think we can hold off on this break to hear a couple more things that from the depths of AJ's mind.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot of jobs men can't do. We're pretty good at things. Men shouldn't be nannies. Like, men shouldn't be.
Men shouldn't be able to take care of children.
Not by themselves. No. No.
Because.
Like this. Let's say when you're...
I mean, they shouldn't breastfeed them, but otherwise...
How old are your kids now?
8 and 9.
Do you ever get a babysitter?
No.
You never get a babysitter?
No.
Will you ever get a babysitter?
I mean, I could, yeah.
Okay. Would you ever let a man babysitter come over?
See, that's not fair.
I would never allow it.
But that's not fair.
No, just men shouldn't be babysitters. Even like high school girls, it's okay for a high school girl to be a babysitter. Not a high school boy. I'm not letting a high school boy come over and babysit my kids. They're irresponsible.
I'm gonna respond to that when I think of an answer.
You know what I will let him do? I'll let him call a Monday Night Football game.
To ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, we were talking lines earlier. You know where to make your bets. MyBookie.ag. It's the only website I use now. Industry leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a play. That mobile site is terrific. And they're one of the few ones that if you play horses, you can actually do it on their mobile site. And if you join now, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. So you can start winning big today. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join MyBookie.ag. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. I've cashed out about 4 times now, never had a problem. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. If you want to join up, call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today and get that bonus of up to 100%.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, no, Fred Fowler.
He's missing out on this, Jim.
Sexy voice of Jerome Solomon instead of Fred's bass, manly voice. Got my high-pitched whine on occasion here, along with A.J.
At least people can tell us apart today.
They usually can.
People complain about that. I don't get it.
I don't get that. Obviously, I know you guys very well, but I don't think y'all sound very much alike at all.
I don't think so.
You're far more animated and, you know, driven. And Fred sounds old.
Yeah, he's worn down. That guy, Fred's been rode hard and put up wet.
Sounds like he smokes, you know, drinks, parties hard. You just sound like a guy who has, you know.
I've got some life still. There's a little bit of life in front of me.
You sound like somebody with brain damage, with a lot of life. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A full statement from Harvey Steinberg, who represents Brian Cushing. Quote, Brian Cushing regretfully announced he's been suspended for 10 games commencing on September 13, 2017. In so doing, he is aware of the negative impact he has had on his team and, most importantly, his fans. It is with the deepest remorse he humbly apologizes to his fans, teammates, and coaches. And after consulting with his attorney and his agent, he felt rather than dragging the appellate process out, this would be the best way to proceed.
All right.
So he's taken his punishment.
He's taking the high road, it sounds
like.
Like
a guilty man.
He's taking the high road.
No, he's taking the got busted road.
You think he thought that he had no chance in hell?
No. And we'll find out. I'm sure. Well, one of the things that happens when it does go into the appellate process, it's a lot easier for media to get our hands on what he tested positive for, because the league really? You want to challenge it? Then I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna leak what you did, you know. But if you accept it, it's sometimes a little more difficult to get that information out. So
he got busted recently, so in the preseason probably, right?
I still don't know. I mean, it could very well no, because if it were the after the playoff game, the suspension would have started at game one, before game one. So yeah, it must have been in the preseason, you know. Indeed. 713-780 ESPN. Eric wants to contribute to AJ's ridiculousness, which I couldn't even argue against because
I was right. You know,
you were winning and I didn't want to continue. I was gonna take the loss like Brian Cushing. Kill the radio, Eric, before you can join us. Start talking.
Eric?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, dude.
All right.
What do you got?
This might be good.
Oh. Y'all are going off on this women and male stuff. And a man should not be a lactation consultant.
Why not?
I don't need him rubbing my girl's boobies.
I mean, he's trying to teach her how to lactate.
Yeah, this is not a sexual thing. This
like, did you let a doctor deliver your baby?
Well, yeah, of course.
His hands were in her vagina. You didn't have a problem with that? You're worried about boobs?
Well, I mean, a gyno, too, I guess, would be the same thing.
I mean, yeah, so, I mean, but that's accepted. Those guys can do that. That's not right. Men can be lactation consultants. I don't know any men lactation consultants.
I'm glad you're standing up for men, AJ.
Yeah, someone has to.
I'm proud of you. Exactly. And you are the person, to do that. Yeah, see, I don't know if I trust any babysitters. Now, that's my answer. Male or female. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll never have a babysitter?
I'm sure I'll have to at some point.
And
but yeah,
and when you do, will it be a male or a female, you think?
It's most likely to be female, but
okay, you've answered my question.
Damn it.
You've answered my question.
Can't
Listen,
win.
I'm not a sexist. You're
some kind of ist.
No, I liked it when Wonder Woman was in Batman vs. Superman. John, you can attest to this, right? I said she was good in that movie.
Yes, you did.
So I'm okay
And that makes you not be a sexist?
I'm okay with women superheroes.
I feel like this is the start of when someone says, I'm not a racist because...
I have those two things that I don't think women should be doing. They should not have combat jobs in the military, and they should not call NFL games. That's it.
That's an amazing two things. And men can do everything except
be babysitters. Maybe strippers.
And strippers.
But definitely not babysitters.
Wow. That's pretty hard. That's hard to combat, AJ. Yeah. I have to tell you.
I don't like male swimsuit models either. I'm against that.
How can you be against? Nobody's for that. Well, I mean.
Somebody is. You see that?
I don't even see male. Where do you see
male swimsuit models? You see that ESPN body issue?
No.
They got a bunch of naked dudes in there.
But they don't have swimsuits on.
Well, that's true.
But I don't.
The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition doesn't have any dudes in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, where do you see male swimsuit models? Anyway.
Good.
Do you actually?
Then the world agrees with me. I was right.
Do you buy swimsuits by looking through models?
No.
Hey, you look at them on the rack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I don't need a real body in them. I just need the short, the trunks.
So they should.
And I assume you're a trunks guy.
I
not
am.
A Speedo guy.
I'm not a Speedo guy. Look
Thank
at this body.
God.
What am I doing?
Yeah. What do you fight in? You fight in a little Speedo, don't you?
No, I fight in like board shorts, just regular old shorts.
Board shorts.
Yeah, they're like.
What are board shorts? Is that a white thing, too?
No, it's like what every other fighter fights in.
Why do you call them board shorts? Is that the official title?
Yeah, that's like what, I mean.
Or is that a brand name?
MMA shorts are like an offtake from like board shorts that you would wear to like a...
No, I've never heard
wear
of board
like,
shorts.
I don't know why they're... Why are they called board shorts, Jong?
Surfboard shorts?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it comes from. Because, I mean, it's pretty similar to a swimsuit, to be honest. It's got like it's got Velcro in the front and it's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, they probably are from surfboards or something. I'd never heard of them.
Okay.
They're swimming trunks.
Yeah.
That's what we call them in Acres Homes.
Okay. Well, I fight in swimming trunks.
I would think they would make special MMA trunks.
I think they are, but I don't think they're much different than like swimming trunks.
Oh, same thing. Yeah.
Just a different material.
They're cupped, right?
They're what?
They don't come self-cupped or they...
No, I have to have like a different, I wear like compression shorts that have a pouch for a cup.
How big is your pouch?
I mean...
Come in different sizes?
They do. I don't know that they're based on pouch size, but I'm an extra large in the shorts. I'm not saying that I'm like a... I mean, especially
you're not alligator.
Especially talking to you, I don't know. I don't know what I'm working with exactly relative to everyone else, but yeah.
Look, you got all these people want to tell you about how ridiculous you are about men and women's jobs.
This is not ridiculous.
You think they're with you?
I think they are, Tom. Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. You called us.
Oh shoot! Come on. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I was going to say I agree with AJ.
Thank you.
And rarely do I agree with you.
What?
But I'm going to say, as far as women on the combat battlefield, I agree.
Okay.
Because if there is a relationship, an emotional connection, and a woman is wounded or injured, a dude might stop and not accomplish what he's supposed to do because he's attached to her.
But that's no difference than you being attached to your best friend who's gone through basic training with you and he's your guy. Did you say that when Forrest Gump was carrying people in and out of the swamps in Vietnam?
Well, truth be told, that's not even why I'm against women in combat jobs. It's because, like, if I get shot, a woman's not going to be able to pick me up on her shoulder and carry me out of there.
What? Really? Depends on the woman.
Listen, I did a lot of things in the Army that there are things that in a Navy SEAL unit or Army Ranger unit that most regular men can't do.
Okay, yeah. But Brianna Tarth could carry you
out. Brianna Tarth is a fictional character. I mean, it's akin to saying saying that a woman can be a Navy SEAL is like saying Brittany Griner can play in the NBA. Physically, it's just not, it's not the same.
Yeah, but our combat units aren't 100% Navy SEAL. Our combat units are less than 0.1% Navy SEALs.
Well, Army, right? Rangers, Special Forces, any of that stuff. I don't think any woman should do that. I don't think women should be in the infantry.
But I'm saying, though, of the people who fight, mm-hmm. that special unit that you're talking about is a small percentage,
right,
of our armed forces.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But you said in combat position. I'm talking about shooting anybody.
No, they could shoot people, but they could
different. Right.
And I don't even care if they're in a tank. They could be in a tank.
Okay.
I just don't want them to be infantry.
Okay, I got you. I thought you were just saying women need to be in the back.
No. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if I had a woman helicopter pilot, I wouldn't be worried about it. Okay. I don't care about that.
Top Gun pilot.
If I had a woman packing my parachute, I wouldn't worry about that. But I just don't want to, when bullets are flying by my head, I don't want a woman standing next to me. That's all. I want her to be, she can push the button that drops the bombs on people. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
There's just physical differences between men and women.
And that physical difference plays out how when it comes to announce the NFL game?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I don't know how to explain this to you, Jerome.
I know you don't.
You were never in the military, so I can't explain why women can't do NFL games. I got to tell you about Raising Cane's. Always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers from Raising Cane's. Marinate at least 24 hours, freshly hand-dipped, hand-breaded chicken in their signature specially seasoned flour. It's cooked fresh when you order and served hot, fresh, and fast as possible. The cane sauce goes with everything on the menu. It's the perfect condiment. They've got the grade-A crinkle-cut fries, the thick-sliced sesame seed bread, the Texas toast with real garlic butter and seasonings. It's all so great, and they're doing things all the right way. They don't skimp out on any quality ever. That's something they do at Raising Cane's. They're all over the Houston area. If you haven't stopped by a Raising Cane's, it's a great time to go do it. Check out what they're doing, and they do great things in the community as well, like enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles, business development, and entrepreneurship. Why not give your business to a company that's going to give back to the community? And that's what Raising Cane's does. Check them out tonight. Make tonight a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's, one love.